anything for Christmas, granted, but... Oh, God, an office Christmas party. You're way out of your depth here. Oh, shit. That must be from Mark. Party is at 32nd floor at the hotel bar. Alrighty then, I suppose. Let me go to the elevator to my fucking doom. Oh, please hold that door, please. Thank you. 32nd floor, please. Thank you. Yeah, I'm here for that Christmas party. No, I'm not excited for it. It was just something to do. I don't really know. Yeah. This one's me. You have a great night. Where is he at? Oh, there he is. Mark! Turn that fat ass head around. What's up, my player? Yeah, give me a hug, dude. Yeah, I finally came out of the dungeon to come to the stupid-ass office Christmas party. I don't even know why I'm here, dude. It's so lame. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for saying that I'm only here to show all the men here how to actually wear a suit. Thank you so much. Yes, I know. Look, I know I look really good in purple. You don't have to say it. I know. Always gassing me up. So... What's been going on around here? Any drama? And don't try to play dumb and ask why I'm asking you, because you know everything about everybody here. Okay. So... Oh, shit. Oh, Savannah from HR is on her third Long Island iced tea. Okay, so I guess she's gonna be the drunken one at the party. Derek from the mailroom is looking like he wants to roofie somebody. Okay, he's the one that I guess is going to get arrested or slapped. All I know is I'm going to have the popcorn ready for whenever each one happens. And why'd you stop? Don't give me that look. Mark, I know you. Where's your little boo thing? Oh, come on. You have two friends, me and her. You can't fake me out. That's not how that works when you know two people at your job. Okay, I'll lay off of you, I suppose, since you're a little sensitive. I'm just kidding. Has Boss Man showed up yet? No? With his supposed wife in tow? What'd I say supposed? Oh, we haven't seen a picture of her ever since he's stepped up to be, you know, new boss man. You know, he talks about her in almost every single fucking meeting, and just, I don't know, sometimes delusions of grandeur are common amongst senior executives at the company, okay? Okay, so I might doubt the fact that he's married and has a wife, but I just, what are you looking at? Yeah, the elevator door just rang. What are you looking at? Holy fucking shit. Is that his wife? God damn. Do you see that outfit? Oh, fuck. Yeah, Mark, I don't. Yeah, she's my type. I fucking know, okay? Whew. Damn, she looks all kinds of banging in that outfit. Fuck. Okay, well, what do you mean go talk to her? Do you know how off limits she is? She is off limits for off limits. Do you know how fast I would be fired if I even looked at her? I'm one of the only lesbians at this fucking company, okay? People already look at me differently, let alone sleeping with my boss's wife. Like, I don't know. Okay, you're the one with delusions of grandeur now, Mark. Shut the fuck up. Put a sock in it. Shut up. Stop. But I should go talk to them. And why is that? Seriously, why? Yeah, he's my boss. Okay. Alright, I suppose. Wish me luck. I'll go mingle, I guess. But you stay right here. I'm coming right back to you. Okay. Okay. Fucking pinky promise me, bro. Okay. I will be right back. Hey, sir. Really good to see you outside of an office setting, even though we're technically still near the office, but really good to see you. I hope you're having a good holiday. Hope you have continue to have good holidays. And is this this is I'm only messing with him because he talks about you all the time, always during meetings and stuff. You seem to be the benefactor of some of our best ideas, so it's very good to meet you, Mrs. I'm Julian. Hopefully he may talk about me. I don't know, we'll see. But it's good to meet you, somebody who's clearly incredibly intelligent, if you're, you know, helping him out. So did I interrupt something here? I apologize. He was just gonna go make some calls, do some office work here while he had the time. Oh, okay. Oh god, fuck. My friend Mark is here with me. Yeah, we just work here. If you want to come hang out with us, I'm not drinking tonight, but Mark might be, so if you guys want to, if you want to hang out with us for tonight or whatever, that's cool. We're not cool, but you know, if that's, yeah, you're cool with that? Okay, sounds good. All right, I will take the best care of her, sir. You have my word. Ha 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 ha, laugh it up. I see you got jokes tonight.
I thought those heels were yours, huh?
You're not that funny, Mark. I hope you know that. And if I look to my right, yes, your eyes don't deceive you. We're housing luxury tonight. Yeah, how'd I manage that? No clue. I don't want to hear about it. But if you guys want to go ahead and grab a drink, and we can head over to some of the couches and talk. I can't really guarantee how good of company we're going to be, Mrs., but I can tell you that we will be able to talk for an undisclosed amount of time. How does that sound? Wonderful. Okay. Mark, go find a table. Yes, you. You're taller and faster than the both of us. Come on. See, now was that so hard? See, that's how a joke is, Mrs. You just set up punchline. Marks, I don't know. Anyway, there's that couch right in the back. Yep. Okay. What is it that Mark and I do for the company, aka and your husband? We're kind of, yeah, what Mark said. We're kind of glorified errand boys. Absolutely. yeah, we're not somebody's. Donut orders, coffee orders, tea, sandwich orders. He's really into Italian subs. Is he a good boss? I'm gonna pass on that one. Yeah, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm gonna pass on that one. I don't want to get in trouble here, so I'm gonna keep that to myself. If you don't mind, Mrs. It's fine. Okay, thank you. Yeah, he's one thing we get to do. as we get to sit in on, you know, office meetings and whatnot with other the higher ups. We're taking notes, granted, for your boss, for a boss and, you know, your husband, but we're still there. So that's one thing that's kind of cool about the job description. And yes, that's exactly correct, Mark. We get paid more than actual assistants. So good on. Yeah, that's right, buddy. Fist bump. What are you looking at, Mark? Oh. Hey, Mrs. Come here real quick. Look at that person he's looking at. Yep. That's Mark's boo thing that he tries to deny. I don't want to hear it, Mark. Hush. Tries to deny it, but he stopped talking and looked over at her for a very, very long amount of time. Now, when Mark does this, he makes it so very obvious of what his intentions are with this person and how he feels about them. So, it just leads me to believe that there are some maybe inappropriate office relationships going on, but oh, see, the missus won't tell a soul. Neither will I. It's all working out for you, Mark. And I understand if you want to get up. It's okay, Mark. No, you're all good. Totally. I completely understand. 100%. You're all good. No worries. There he goes. And there they meet. And there they walk off to some undisclosed location in the hotel. Then there were two. That question you asked, is your husband a good boss? Define good boss for me. Okay. Someone who's attentive, compassionate, doesn't let his bad moods sway his decisions or how he is during the day. I would say no, he is not a good boss based on that definition, Mrs. Yeah, we call him like every single synonym with a dick. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but please don't get me fired. Oh, he's... What? I'm so sorry. He's the same with you. And you guys have been married for over a decade. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't mean to laugh or joke about that kind of thing with you. Truly, it's one thing to, you know, just have him be my boss, and it's another to be married to him. I'm really sorry. Yeah, we seemed like good friends when you met me, when I talked to him. We have a very interesting relationship, your husband and I. It's a give and a go, you know. I can afford to be a little bit more casual with him, with how I speak, because I am kind of his assistant, Mark and I, and we can kind of poke fun at him, but he is definitely a person that I work with that I don't know that I would appreciate outside of my job or really in any other situation. But you seem very cool. Yeah, cool, I said it. Little down to earth. Definitely intelligent if he's true and all those ideas came from you. Yeah, I really mean that. Yeah, and I'm really, really sorry to hear that about your marriage. Oh, it's been going on for a long time. Okie dokie. Yeah, go ahead. You can finish a drink. Yeah, no worries. I won't judge you for needing some liquid courage or, you know, some spirits to get you through the evening. You didn't even want to come tonight? Me either. I hate these things. Mark is the only person I talk to at work. And we're up each other's asses 90% of the time. Rather than sometimes he goes on lunch earlier than me, but for the most part, he is my rock at work, really. We have to have each other's backs for the most part. Especially because when you go into those meetings with those senior executives and the VPs and the CFOs and CEOs, I mean, sharks. Absolute sharks. And we're raw meat in the water. I mean, they'd love to tear us a new one. And your husband, unfortunately, isn't the kind of boss to really defend us. So, even though we joke with him and whatnot, and we can be somewhat civil, Mark and I are very good at our jobs, and we have to be very in tune with him at all times. So, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of what we do. What's up? Do I want to step out and get some air? I mean, I'm not particularly... you need some air. Yeah, I can come out on the terrace with you. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, you want to go right now? Yeah, I'll... I'm right behind you. Lead the way. Is this, more quiet, more preferable for you? Yeah? Okay, cool. Have I ever stayed at this hotel before? No, but that's an excellent joke. Yeah, anywhere that has the marble counters, beautiful chandeliers. What is that? How much does that drink you paid for? You know, above, what, $30? Yeah. Gonna be a little bit out of my tax bracket, unfortunately. My condo, though, does have a view like this one. I mean, you just look over. Yeah, I love the city and the way it looks. The nightlife, the cars, something's always going on. I don't know, it makes me feel very small in general, because there's millions of people packed in a small area, but I don't know, it kind of makes me feel a little bit secure in a way. It also just reminds me that everybody has, you know, a sort of a role to play, you know, things to do. Everybody's on their own little, everybody's living their own life, and I don't know, having a city, living in a city like this, just really reminds me of that. What's my role? I think it's by your husband's side. Not like that. But doing what I do for him, in a way. I don't know, I'm good at my job, and I like my job, even though working with your husband can be a bit of a hassle from time to time. I like the work I do there, and I love Mark. He's my buddy. So, I don't know, I guess I've always been good at kind of following orders in a sense, or knowing how to push my feelings down for the greater good, or knowing how to be a cog in the machine, I suppose. I don't know, I have never really been a person that aspired for greater things or had a higher purpose. I'm not a shark. No, I'm not one. And, what about you, Mrs.? What's your role? To obey. That's an interesting one. Ever since you were young, it's always been something that you always did or had, or... Okay. Yeah, you were always taught about perfection. Yeah. I guess that kind of tracks. What do I mean? Well, I haven't seen a hair out of place, and your outfit is... spectacular, and pretty sure those heels you're wearing would have made me cry after the first 30 minutes when I put them on, so yeah, I would say you look kind of perfect right now. But it leads me to ask, have you ever wanted to not be? Have you ever had aspirations of doing something just for the hell of it? Just because it feels good? Have you ever wondered, you know, if there's more to life than just obeying and having a role and playing that role? That sometimes breaking character and, I don't know, doing something you wouldn't usually do. Does that thought cross your mind? I'm sorry. That was a lot for me. Ignore me. I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm so sorry. Miss, you're getting closer to me. What did I say about not obeying the rules? Sometimes I do it. I mean, those kind of decisions can come with, I guess, consequences that you pay for. Sometimes the consequences are something that you're willing to take. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes when you do what you want, it means doing something really stupid. You're looking at me like you want to do something stupid. Do I want to do something stupid? Yes. And I've wanted to do something very stupid ever since I first laid eyes on you. Is that okay? That I want to do something really, really stupid? Okay. Okay. Let's do something stupid. What's that against your thigh? It might be something that I have between my legs that not every single woman has between her legs. And I totally understand if that's not something you're okay with or something you're down for. I didn't necessarily prep you for it, but I... Guess I'm a little excited to be doing this with you. If that's okay. That's okay? Okay. You wanna take off my pants? You can take off my pants. Here you go. I'm just gonna lean against this railing right here and you can just... There you go. Put your hand around my cock. Just slip out into your grasp. I'm so fucking hard right now. You just really, really know how to treat me. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Just like that. You can keep stroking me. Oh, you want to get on your knees? Oh, fucking underneath. Yeah, I want to see that pretty mouth take it, take my cock into it. I want to see that pretty mouth open wide and take all this fucking cock into it. Yeah, there you go, babe. Open wide, yeah, take that cock, babe. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You're doing so good. You're doing so well. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Shit. Sweetheart, I keep taking that cock down your throat, baby. I'm taking my cock down your throat. You're doing so good. Take it from me. You're such a good girl. Taking my cock, baby. You're such a good girl. Mm-hmm. Such a good little toy. Such a good little pet. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Fuck. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Oh, shit. Get up. Oh, God. Get up. Get up. Oh, bend over. Over this fucking railing. Oh, my God. Let me look at this ass. This fucking ass, baby. Fuck. I'm just... Yeah, a couple kisses on it. Why don't you go ahead and slide those off. There you go. Push those panties off into the side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Baby, how do you want it? Hard? Fast? Yeah? That's how you want me to fuck you? I can do that, baby. I can fuck you just like that. I can... Oh, yeah. Ooh, fuck. You're so fucking tight. Fuck. Oh, God, take that fucking dick. Take that fucking dick. Mm-hmm. Keep taking that fucking dick. Just like a good little slut takes that fucking dick. When's the last time you read a dicking down like this, When's the last time you read somebody fuck you like this? I know you missed it. I know you did. Let me go ahead and grab that fucking hair and pull you back just like that. Got that fucking back arch just for me. Is that not just for me? Are those moments just for me? Yeah, you're screaming so good into the cityscape. You better be quiet when I want your fucking husband to hear you. Slaving over another woman's dick. Oh, God. But if I asked you, you would say that I fucking better. I know I do, baby. I know. I know, baby. I know it feels so fucking good. I know. I know, baby. I know. Yeah? Is that what you want? You want to come for me? Yeah? Is that what you want to do? Yeah? Yeah? Hold it. Wait. Don't come. Do not. Don't. Don't. Don't come. No. Don't make me come. When I tell you to. When I give you permission. When I come. Because I hope you know that this fucking seed, this nut, all this hot cum is going right inside that fucking dripping pussy for me. I'm gonna fucking fill you up. And you're gonna walk back in with my cum dripping out of you. And it's gonna make you wetter. And it's gonna make you wish that I would fuck you again. That you would fucking... get to squeeze and pry and fucking gush all over this fucking cock again. I know, baby. I know it feels fucking good. I know. I know. Baby. Baby. Sweetheart. Angel. Fuck. Honey. Baby. Sweetheart. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Yeah. I want you to come with me. Can you do that? Can you do that? You think you can manage? Yeah? You can? Yeah? Hold it. 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 Fuck. 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 Right now. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fucking just squeezing the shit out of my fucking dick. Fuck. I'm shaking and shit. Fuck. Such a good little pussy for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Fuck. Oh, shit. Turn around. Let me kiss you again. Oh, fuck. Now, how's that for a stupid decision? How's that for getting what you want? You know where I work. I'll just let you know if you're ready to make any other stupid decisions. I'm sure you can just ask your husband for my number. Or you can call me. I'll come running every fucking time.